Bombshell evidence now suggests the breach inside Turning Point USA, the one that exposed Charlie Kirk's private communications, finances, and internal audits, did not come from hackers overseas. It came from inside. The data wasn't stolen, it was extracted, siphoned directly into a foreign tech firm with ties to Israeli intelligence. And here's the shocker. Erica Kirk's mother sits on that company's board. Yes, the mother of Charlie's wife, connected to the same firm, now accused of funneling TPUSA data straight into Israel's surveillance network. What are the odds? Too close for coincidence. It explains everything. The leaks, the sudden audits, the panic inside the organization. Charlie must have realized something was wrong. But by then it was too late. Because this is an old school espionage, this is data warfare, and you are in the crosshairs. Today's video is brought to you by VP.net, the only VPN I trust to protect my privacy from the deep state. VP.net has been engineered to block deep state actors from spying on you. Their military-grade hardware is impenetrable. Signing up to VP.net also really helps to keep my show on the air. Please visit vp.net/TPV to find out more. So Charlie Kirk had no coroner's report, no church funeral, no burial site or grave. His wife waived the autopsy. His family didn't attend his memorial service, and there's no official death certificate. Not a single eyewitness of the shooter on record. The ballistics report has been torn apart by experts. And now, an award-winning actress is taking over his movement. But it gets even worse. New evidence is surfacing that Israel had been spying on Charlie Kirk's daily operations, and through him, on the rest of conservative America. Sources familiar with the investigation reveal that Israeli intelligence gained access to Kirk's communications via Mossad backdoors, allowing them to see everything he was working on, every email, every message sent and received, and to scoop up the personal data of everyone who had any contact with Turning Point USA and its sprawling network of apps and online portals. And it gets even darker. According to multiple researchers, all signs now point to a larger operation. Israel and its allies in the global elite using Turning Point USA as a Trojan horse to spy on tens of millions of Americans.
Break a little bit of news on your program, Jesse. Our partners that do sort of geotagging with devices, they told us that they tracked over 277,000 devices in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Wow. 277,000. So that just gives you an idea of the scale of humanity out there.
At the center of this digital web is a network of apps tied to Turning Point USA, including Turning Point USA, Turning Point Action, Early Vote Action, The Western Journal, Conservative News America, and numerous state GOP apps. Evidence shows these were developed by Superfee Technologies Incorporated, a foreign for-profit company with extremely murky global ties. The fine print reveals these apps are sharing your personal information, including user IDs, device and other IDs, your location, including your precise location at any given time, and all app interactions, all comments, all opinions, all behavior online. Every click monitored, logged, and used to build a profile on you. If you've had any contact with these apps, I hope your personal details were protected. I hope you were anonymized. Because when you understand the nature of the people we're dealing with, when you understand that they've declared the internet their new battleground, when you understand you're in their crosshairs, the picture gets much darker.
We're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time, but we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media.
Ready to go down the rabbit hole? Here's the shocker. The chairman of the board and CEO of Superfeed is none other than Tyler Bowyer, a senior figure at both Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. For a company handling the private data of American citizens to be run by a TPUSA insider under a foreign registration raises unprecedented questions about who's really in control of the movement. But the revelations don't stop there. In an even bigger shock, researchers have uncovered that Erica Kirk's own mother, Lori Fransvi, whose deep intelligence and federal connections were exposed in our previous videos, also sits on Superfeed's board. That's right. The mother of Charlie Kirk's wife, who herself has suspicious ties to federal agencies, is on the board of a foreign registered company, reportedly monitoring and logging the data of American conservatives. Grok says the odds of this coincidence are astronomical, one in at least 22 billion. Others are saying it looks less like a coincidence and more like a carefully engineered pipeline of data. But should anyone really be surprised? Nothing about the Kirk Francfee family story quite adds up. And every day, more cracks appear in the carefully crafted public image. Her father literally wrote the book on the intersection between business and government intelligence. And her mother, the plucky small business-owning single mum, is somehow also an expert on the weaponization of EMPs and Israel's Iron Dome missile shield. Here's a 2012 Erica Kirk interview that most people missed until now, in which she accidentally let the truth slip out.
I've been able to travel to the Pentagon. I've been able to meet General Salazar, who's actually out here in Arizona. And so there's been a lot of things that have been going on from working in the military to traveling to just being able to get out there and a lot of work.
Even seasoned political observers are stunned at how deep this rabbit hole is going. From Erica Kirk's close ties to a man credibly accused in the Romanian press of child sex trafficking, to her mother's quiet position on the board of a company funneling TPUSA user data to Israel, the pattern is becoming impossible to ignore. A new threat is clearly emerging. The elite are no longer just influencing politics, they're waging war on humanity through information and data. And now they've stopped hiding it. Charlie Kirk's assassination was the catalyst that set off a chain of events that are threatening to extinguish the last flickers of free speech, privacy, and dissent. The same voices silencing American voices have now seized total control over the US TikTok algorithm. At the same time, Larry Ellison's vast tech empire, which he has openly described as being built to advance Israel's interests, is positioning itself to take over CNN, CBS, and other major media outlets. The pattern is clear. The information war is no longer theoretical, it's here. The architecture of a digital prison is being built around us.
Your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
The message is clear. You'll be on your best behavior or risk punishment. Dissenters will be tracked, flagged, and silenced, like Charlie Kirk.
And the first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. And you know, in the Middle East, in the UAE, for example, they're incredibly rich in data. They have a lot of population data. The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
This is the elite's endgame, a world of digital IDs, central databases, and total surveillance, all monitored and controlled from above. They are moving now in real time to lock this system into place. And if they succeed, privacy, autonomy, and dissent, as we've known them, will vanish into history. We have to fight back. Here's how. First, understand the battlefield. The war isn't being fought with bombs or tanks. It's being fought with data, your movements, your conversation, your finances, your identity, vacuumed up, cross-referenced, and stored forever in databanks, run by people who've declared war on you. And the most dangerous part? They've convinced you to hand it over voluntarily. Even worse, they've convinced you to pay them for the privilege. The tools that you were told would keep you safe, your encrypted chats, your no-logs VPNs, your private browsing, have become the very pipelines feeding your information into their dragnet. And here's what nobody tells you. The VPN market itself has been captured by the very people who perfected surveillance. Almost all of the world's biggest VPNs, including ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, and Private Internet Access, have been scooped up by Cape Technologies, a former malware distributor now run by veterans of Israel's most notorious intelligence units. We're talking Unit 8200, the cyber espionage wing behind tools like Pegasus and Cellebrite, and Dovdiven, undercover commandos trained in infiltration and assassination, rebranded as executives and engineers. Even Cape's founder, Teddy Sagi, is a convicted fraudster who bankrolls the IDF and boasts about staffing his companies with these operatives. And they didn't just buy VPNs. They bought the sites that rank and review them. The watchdogs are now owned by the wolves. If you're a customer of a mainstream VPN, you need to cancel your subscription. You're under attack. This isn't a drill, it's urgent. But here's where everything changes. They built VP.net for one reason. To break that pipeline once and for all. This isn't another VPN begging you to trust the no-logs policy written on a website. VP.net is trustless by design. It runs inside Intel SGX secure enclaves, hardware-isolated environments designed for national security applications to create a true zero-knowledge architecture. Your real identity and your online activity are split into separate sealed cryptographic zones that can't be linked together. No hidden correlation, no metadata trail, no trust us fine prints. It's not just no logs, it's mathematically impossible to log. Even if VP.net wanted to, even if a foreign intelligence service, a federal agency, or a court order came knocking, there'd be nothing to seize. VP.net's cryptographic proofs are public and verifiable, so you don't have to take their word for it. You can check yourself that your data isn't stored anywhere. Military-grade encryption, hardware isolation, DNS leak protection, anonymous signups, open source code audited on GitHub. Everything is built, so verification replaces faith. This isn't just a better VPN. It's the first zero-trust, zero-logs privacy network, operated in the US, with no Mossad backdoors, no compromat, no hidden hands. Go to vp.net/TPV, and for $5 a month, you'll close Big Brother's eyes for good. This is how you fight back. They were spying on you, but with VP.net, they can't.